Welcome to the Hugh Jackson Show, brought to you by State Farm. Nathan Zagura alongside the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. And coach, obviously this Sunday, another tough one for the Browns, but this one unlike any other. Not only did he lose the game, we lost Joe Thomas for the season with that injury. How has that impacted the team and really everybody this week?
Well, it's going to impact us. I mean, Joe Thomas was Cleveland Browns football. And, you know, he's a tremendous competitor, player, you know, teammate. He's done a lot of great things here. Hopefully we'll get him back. But we understand that it's going to be a tough road for us as we move forward without him.
Have you got an opportunity to talk with him after his surgery?
Yes, I have. You know, I was able to text back and forth with him, let him know that I'm with him all the way and would love to have him back. And, you know, like he told me, he's going to be the greatest fan for the Cleveland Browns the rest of this season. And I know he'll do that. But we're going to miss that man.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one thing to just think about missing him for a play, which was unheard of at this point in his career, but not even to have him come in there, it's definitely going to be different for the Browns. He's the person probably most identified with the Browns since they've come back in 1999. Let's talk about the game, a positive, clearly the play of your defense. Only 12 points allowed, no touchdowns in this game, shut down a great rushing attack. Was that your big takeaway from this game against the Titans?
No question. Again, I give a lot of credit to our defensive staff and the players. They prepare well. They go play well. Like you mentioned, the goal line stand was outstanding. Gave us a chance to stay in the football game. They're doing some really good things right now.
I want to talk about the back end of that defense. You didn't have McCourty. You didn't have Peppers. Mike Jordan stepped in, made some big plays, including a big third down against Eric Decker, and Ibrahim Campbell played well. Were you surprised at how seamlessly that kind of came in and played?
I am and I'm not, because I see it on the practice field. I see the guys, the work that they put in. And again, we expect our guys when they go in to make those plays, and those guys were able to do that.
And speaking of Peppers and McCourty, how are they looking? Do you hope to be able to maybe have them in London?
I do. You know, we won't know until we get closer to the end of the week, but both of those guys are really responding well to treatment. They're working at it. They want to be back out there, but I think, you know, again, we're going to make sure we err on the side of caution as we put these guys back out there.
All right, Sean Kizer, he's getting the nod once again at quarterback. Did you think that before the interception on the Higgins play where he was open, was that the best he would seen from Deshaun Kizer this year?
Oh, no question. I thought, you know, the week sitting out did lead to improvement in some areas. I thought he played extremely well, as you mentioned, up until we had that first pick. I think he was making great decisions. I think he was protecting the football. He's re-IDing protections. He had the run game. And I've said it from the beginning, I think he is still the future of Cleveland Browns football. There's lessons to be learned. We're going to go through some. But my job is to help get him there. And whatever technique that I think is going to help get him there, that's what I'm going to use. And hopefully the lessons learned from this past week will lead to better results this week.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about this in the first segment anymore. Let's just move on from
that.
But we are going to talk about that goal line stand and what a great job your defense did really throughout the game against the Titans. And let's look at that goal line stand in particular in the Papa John's play breakdown.
Fourth and goal at the Browns 1. Taylor goes out wide left. Mike Jordan is on him. Mariota underneath center. Turns, gives. Henry plows ahead. I don't think he got there. The Browns say they stopped him. And they did.
All right, Coach, we talked about it. We're going to look at it now. A goal line stand in a game where you don't allow a touchdown. Here we are, third and two. They had a play action. Didn't quite execute it.
Right.
So here you are, third and two. What were you thinking they were going to do as a play caller? Just to get in your head, you play action on second down.
Absolutely.
Do you usually come back with a run on third?
Yes, you do. I mean, obviously, they're going to do everything they can to run the ball here, I thought. And I thought Coach Williams did a great job, made a great call. As you can see, our defense inside is doing a great job of knocking back the Tennessee offensive line. And again, we forced the ball back inside where our strength is, and great play by our defense.
And it turns out, it seemed when Kindred followed the tight end across, that actually set you guys up in a great position for this
absolutely.
Play.
Absolutely. He was able to come over and know that he was going to fit right outside the tight end. It starts with Myles Garrett holding the point. It's taking three guys to get him down in there. And as you see Joe Schobert wrapping around where Derek Kendrick's going, able to fall inside, and here's Kirko. Great job by Jamie Collins on the edge. And again, our guys are doing a good job in this situation down at the goal line.
So then it sets up fourth down, fourth and one here. And they came out initially in the shotgun. What did you think when you saw them initially come out, that they were going to maybe try to throw it?
Absolutely. I think they were. They looked at the coverage. We made an adjustment. As you see, all of a sudden the safety started heading left, and he checked to a run. And they were very fortunate for us.
Well, Danny, so we're not going to say totally fortunate. Yeah. Sheldon pushes that leg of the center back that gets the trip right there.
Danny understands we're going to get knocked back at the point of attack. I think that back was really trying to fit that ball in the left side A gap. Danny was able to get the push because I think the running back now is running away from the linebacker, running away from Kirko. And as he got in there, obviously because of the other pushback by Emmanuel, the fact that he's able to get up underneath this tackle and stand him up, he keeps him in a hole. And that's what keeps the back from getting in.
How impressive was that to you to see this team fight that way?
Outstanding. That's truly what we're all about. We're a bunch of fighters. You know, we haven't finished yet, but we will fight you.
I was standing right down here by the goalpost right there, and Christian Kirksey had a lot of words for the Dog Pound. They were fired up. They loved that, and we'll be fired up to have more of the Hugh Jackson Show coming your way right after this. Next on the Hugh Jackson Show, we talk with Zane Gonzalez about his big 54-yard field goal that sent the Titans game into overtime.
So when you go out there, just don't think about the result. Just go out there and just do your process and hit the ball. And then when you look up, it goes in.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, and coach Zane Gonzalez started this season kind of in a little bit of a rocky spot, but he has been good 4 of 4 since then, including that big 53-yarder to push this game into overtime. How pleased are you with the way that the rookie responded from his early struggles?
Very, because you said it. And again, that's another young player on our football team who's had some struggles, who've come back from those, and again, is doing some good things. Huge kicks last week in this football game that gave us a chance to take it to overtime, to have an opportunity to win the game. So I was really excited about what he did this past week.
And he talks with our Matt Wilhelm now in the Northeast Ohio BMW Center's play walkthrough.
Hey, Browns fans, Matt Wilhelm here with Browns starting kicker Zane Gonzalez. And Zane, it was a big week last week for you. But first, before we get to that awesome kick that tied the football game, just walk me through what it's been like for you as a rookie kicking for the first time in the National Football League as a starter.
I mean, it's been a lot of pressure, a lot of ups and downs, as you've noticed throughout the season. But, I mean, being able to bounce back after the rough game against the Jets and kind of go to Houston, have a good game, and have a good game this last past week, it's just awesome. I mean, just trying to get out here, keep my job, and win some games.
Sure, absolutely. And in dealing with that pressure of having to make the kicks, is there anything you did in college that maybe has transferred over that you do in the pros to kind of keep your composure? And I'm sure Chris Tabor helps you to kind of overcome some of that adversity well to have you ready to go.
Tabes, he definitely helps out a lot. He's a really relaxed, laid-back guy, always joking around. But in college, we had a special teams coach, and he always said just trust the process. So when you go out there, just don't think about the result. Just go out there and just do your process and hit the ball. And then when you look up, it goes in. So that's pretty much the mindset I kind of go with into pressure kicks and situations like that. So, I mean, all in all, it was an awesome experience.
The snap is back. The ball is down. He's into it. He nails that kick. It is up, and it is good. It would have been good from 64. He punched that kick with 47 seconds to go in regulation time. This ball game is tied at 9.
Well, you speak of pressure kicks, and you had one last week against the Tennessee Titans. Just walk me through, you know, your mindset, your belief in yourself, your teammates' belief in you to go out and tie that football game and really just take it into overtime as an opportunity to get that first win.
I mean, the first one was the main like goal throughout the whole week, and I really thought we had a chance there. In overtime, didn't play as well as we thought, but at the end of the day, I mean, the teammates, even through the downs of the season, have been supporting me the whole time, even in practice or wherever it may be. So, I mean, I couldn't have asked to be in a better spot and then just go out there and prove them right and just do my job, my 1-11 or whatever they say. So, pretty awesome experience.
Going away from the field goal aspect, just talk about the pride that you have with the big leg to be able to boom that thing deep into the end zone and essentially eradicate any return possibility from any team that we happen to see each and every week.
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, I'm sure as the season goes on, it'll get a little bit more windy, so we have to kind of play a little bit more direction instead of just booming away. But for now, I mean, it's awesome just going out there, hit those balls, and watch you get to the end zone. I mean, it's a good feeling when you hit a ball and you just watch it fly. So, pretty cool. I mean, having the leg to do that gives me a lot of confidence.
Well, Zane, stay cool under pressure, travel safe, and good luck against the Vikings in London.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Coach, obviously, that one that he hit at the end of the game, that was big. I was down there. That would have been good from, I think, 70. Does that make you more confident if you're, say, at the 34, 35, 36 that, hey, instead of maybe going for it, maybe kicking, punting down there short, let's go ahead and give them an opportunity now in those 50 yarders.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the way you want it to be. And we believe in him, and we truly believe he has that ability to do that. So again, we'll keep working at this thing, and he is each and every week, and hopefully he'll continue to make them all.
Yeah, it's got to help his confidence going forward. And speaking of going forward, we'll be back with the Hugh Jackson Show right after this. Next on the Hugh Jackson Show, we talk about the man in the middle of the league's most feared run defense, Danny Shelton.
Our defense, you know, I already said we're passionate. And so when the offense wants to call us out, we're just going to step up and make the play.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, and coach, this run defense, 40% of the plays against the Browns, zero or negative yardage. That is the best ratio in the NFL, and a big part of that, a big guy in the middle, Danny Shelton. Mm-hmm. What is he giving you this year in this transition? Because he's not playing that nose anymore in the transition here in the 4-3.
No, he's knocking them back. You know, Danny's doing a great job of getting under people's pads and pushing the line of scrimmage backwards. And a lot of our guys are. Greg is setting the environment for him. And again, Danny's the spearhead of that.
And he will talk with our Dustin Fox in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight. Dustin Fox here with Browns defensive lineman, Danny Shelton. Danny, the Browns defense, man, you guys are getting after it a little bit right now.
It's exactly what we wanted to do. And just wanted to have the identity of a nasty defense and a dominant defense. And so just going in every week, we know and we trust in our preparation to just go out and dominate the best to our ability.
What was it about this game specifically? I mean, Tennessee came in, you knew they wanted to run the football, but you guys just, I mean, shut down the run. And they couldn't do anything. You kept them for under 80 yards rushing in this game.
It's been a goal of ours since the start. I'm a big run-stopping guy. Now I'm at the point in my career where I'm considered the vet of the room. And having these younger guys in there with me, I just want them to have that same mentality and, you know, to create the identity that we're a fierce defense and a fierce D-line. We continue to do that and continue to step up our game, we'll take the defense to another level.
You talk about the identity, and when I was a player, our defense always had the identity of the coach, right? Do you guys feel like the identity is sort of like of your coach, Greg Williams?
Most definitely. I think really it's all about the passion. And Coach Williams brings that passion for us. And I like the identity that we kind of started in the beginning of the season was the Junkyard Dogs. And when I picture the Junkyard Dogs, it's a nasty, fierce, aggressive, intimidating defense. And so we kind of started with that image. We worked with GVR and, you know, they designed some awesome shirts for us. And, you know, we just kept that identity going throughout the season, and we're going to continue to do that as well.
What's better than a goal line stand? Fourth down, they get down there, you go for it. First, second down, third down, fourth down, you stop and you get off the field.
I mean, that's, to me, the offense, you know, just challenging your manhood. And that moment is just like, you know, they're going for it, fourth down. We've been in the situation too many times, and we're not going to let them get in the end zone. And so, and just come get some. Our defense, you know, I already said we're passionate. And so when the offense wants to call us out and wants to come out and try to run four plays in a row, we're just going to step up and make the play. And it's really just us feeling like disrespected. And so we want to just go out there and earn our respect with the way we play.
Danny, thanks so much for the time. Good luck this week.
Appreciate it.
All right, man.
Go Browns.
you look at that interior of the D-line, Danny's almost in some ways kind of the elder statesman in that room along with Jamie Meter. How has he kind of grown into that leadership role with all these young pups?
Well, Danny has fire and passion, and he wants to win, and he wants to be great. You know, he doesn't want to be good. He wants to be great. So he pulls these young guys along with him, and he's young himself, and he shows them exactly what they need to do. And when you have a guy like that leading the charge that way, good things happen. But Danny's done a great job for not just himself, but also for the guys that play around him.
Yeah, the interior of the Browns' defensive line, maybe the best in the National Football League right now, and the stats certainly would back that up. We're going to be back talking about our trip across the pond as we preview the Vikings and the Browns from London next. The Hugh Jackson Foundation. A trip across the pond, it's all next in our game preview to wrap up the Hugh Jackson Show. Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Coach, in less than a week, next Thursday night, right here in Berea, it's going to be Breaking Down the Game, part of the Hugh Jackson Foundation, big fundraiser this year to end human trafficking. How excited are you about that event coming up?
I'm very excited about it. Again, it's something that I've really taken on, again, with my family. We've truly are trying to shed some light on human trafficking and the things that go on. But it's also a chance to come and see our football facility and see what we do as coaches as we prepare for a football game. So I think it's going to be a tremendous evening.
It's going to be awesome. If you like watching us when we break down the tape up there, you're going to get a whole evening of that. Yeah. So come check it out, Breaking Down the Game next Thursday right here in Berea. You can get the tickets at hughjacksonfoundation.org. All right, we're going across the pond to London. Mm-hmm. You were there with the London Monarchs. You excited to go back to jolly old England?
No, I am. I'm excited to take our football team over there and go compete against a really good football team. It's another opportunity for our team to go out and play well and get this right. And so we're looking forward to it.
And it's against a guy you know very well. Mm-hmm. There's a long time. You were the offensive coordinator. Zimmer there, defensive coordinator with the Cincinnati Bengals. Now you guys go against each other. So I'd imagine fairly familiar you will be with one another.
Oh, yeah. I know Zim well. He's one of my best friends. Tremendous football coach. Doing a great job in Minnesota. So we're looking forward to it.
This is a scary defense. They can get to the quarterback. They can take the ball away. Their linebackers can all run sideline to sideline. Yeah. They've got corners. They've got Harrison Smith.
Yeah.
When you watch them on tape, what stands out to you about this D?
Everything.
They're pretty good.
You said it. It's probably the best defense we've played all year. And as I said earlier, it's a tremendous challenge. But that's the National Football League. We're going to play the best of the best at all times, and we're looking forward to it.
What stands out to you about this offense?
Well, I think what they've done a good job is coming up with their identity of what they wanted to be. And I think it's through Mike Zimmer's vision. You know, they're running the football. They've been very optimistic when they throw it, making plays down the field. And so they've done a good job that way. And I think they're playing to their defense. Their defense is really good, one of the best in the National Football League. So the offense is trying to do everything they can to not screw it up so they can have an opportunity to win football games.
You know, people in the NFL become creatures of habit. Each week kind of is the same thing. But when you go to London, that's obviously a big change. And with a young team, how hard is it to get them kind of into this new routine, kind of on the fly, getting ready to go over there?
We just have to do a good job of preparing while we're here before we get on the plane and understanding when we get on the plane how to handle that as well. You know, it's not just like taking a normal trip that we travel. This is a long one. So we have to make sure that we do everything right through our research that have said do these things, and it gives you a chance to play well on Sunday. And as you know, it's things you do earlier in the week that will really affect Sunday. So we've done a great job thus far, not just myself, but our organization of putting this trip together for our football team, and we want to go down there and play as well as we've played all year.
Yeah, because these London games can be weird. It seems like sometimes one team is there, but not really there. And so hopefully the Browns will be the team that goes in there
Absolutely.
And takes care of business. Coach, thanks so much for the time, and good luck
thank
on
you.
Sunday in London.
Thank you.
All right, and thank you all for being with us for another edition of the Hugh Jackson Show. This week, remember, special start time, 9:30. We'll be in Twickenham Stadium in London, England. The Browns and the Vikings will have special coverage for you on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app to get you ready pre-game, so be sure to check it out. Thanks for watching the Hugh Jackson Show, everybody.